Welcome to God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in Morning Sun, Iowa. Check us out online at www.sharonrpc.org. We pray that this message will be a blessing to you and that the Lord will use it to transform your faith and your life.
Hey, hey, welcome to Coffee and Devotions this Thursday night. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. We are at Psalm 99. Why don't we go ahead and have some coffee, we'll pray, and we'll get into God's Word. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. We thank you for your word. What a joy it is to sit at your feet and to be taught by you. Lord, we pray that you would instruct our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, here we go. Let's turn over in our Bibles to Psalm 99. Join me there, Psalm 99. By the way, if these videos are helpful to you, please hit that like or subscribe button. Let Facebook, YouTube, and places like that know that this is helpful to you. Let's go ahead. Psalm 99. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. He is holy. The king's strength also loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool. He is holy. Moses and Aaron were among his priests, and Samuel was among those who called upon his name. They called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spoke to them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinances he gave them. He answered them. You answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Did you catch it there? Three times in this psalm, what is the attribute that is brought out? Well, look with me. Verse 3, let them praise your great name. Your great and awesome name, he is holy. And then in verse 5, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his footstool, he is holy. And then in verse 9, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill, for the Lord our God is holy. Holy, holy, holy. This is the same thing that the seraphim cry out in Isaiah's vision of the Lord in Isaiah chapter 6 when they're there and they are at the footstool of the Lord in his throne room, and his glory, the train of his robe fills the entire temple. And when the Lord speaks, the pillars shake and there's this weightiness of God's glory, and the seraphim are there with their two wings covering their eyes, and two wings are flying, and two wings are covering their feet, and they cry out day and night, holy, holy, holy. Our God is utterly holy. He is utterly holy. Nothing wrong, no impurity, totally set apart for himself in perfect righteousness. God is totally other. No stain, no mark in him. The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He dwells between the cherubim. Let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the peoples. It is the Lord who is exalted. It is God who reigns above all the nations. It is our God who is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's enthroned. He is holy. He is our king. The king's strength also loves justice. See, he's not just some type of dictator. He's not some petty king who, you know, tit for tat and hates his people. No. What type of king is he? He is a king who loves justice, who establishes equity, who executes justice and righteousness in Jacob. Because of this, what should we do when we come to our Lord who loves justice, who establishes mercy and equity, who does everything right? The natural thing to do is to get down on our hands and knees, our faces at his feet, and worship him. And then we find out that this is exactly what they did. 6 and 7, this is the pattern that Aaron and Moses did. They worshipped him and they followed his commandments. When he met with them on Mount Sinai, they came in contact with a living and true God. And they bowed before him and they kept his ways. And because of that, you answered them, O Lord our God. You were to them God who forgives. You were to them God who forgives. Though you took vengeance on their deeds, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. Isn't this incredible? That the God who is righteous, the God who loves justice, the God who established equity, is the God who forgives. Moses failed. He got angry. He sinned. But he knew the God who forgives. Aaron stumbled and failed. He even complained against Moses and against God. And yet we find that he knew the God who forgives. My question to you tonight is, do you know the God who forgives? The one who is righteous. This is what God points us to when he talks to us about Jesus Christ. See, it was Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who died for the unrighteous, that we might be brought near to God. It is Jesus Christ who is righteous. Do you trust in him? Do you worship the God who is exalted above all? Do you come to him with fear and trembling? I pray that's the case. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for how you've revealed yourself to us, a perfect God, to imperfect people. Father, we pray that you would forgive us of our sins, for you are the God who forgives. Lord, we pray that you would establish us in the righteousness of Christ, that we might walk after you, follow your ways for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. May the Lord bless you tonight. May you have a great night's sleep. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's message from God's Word for You, a ministry of Sharon R.P. Church in rural Southeast Iowa. We pray that the message would be used by God to transform your faith and your life this week. If you'd like to get more information about us, feel free to go to the website, SharonRPC.org. We'd love to invite you to worship with us. Our worship time is 10 a.m. every Sunday at 25204 160th Avenue, Morning Sun, Iowa, 52640. May God richly bless you this week.